The Islamic Council of Victoria says it's been working for some time with young Australians who are at risk of radicalisation. It says it's been working on a broad grassroots campaign to muffle messages being spruiked by IS militants. But the council says it is not, as one of today's newspapers is suggesting, engaged in a frantic door-knocking campaign. As Rachel Brown reports.
Many in Victoria's Muslim community are upset with the associations being commonly made between Islam and hate, retribution and terror. Karanda Sayat is Secretary of the Islamic Council of Victoria.
The underlying message in Islam is about how we can help one another, how we can reinforce peace in the world. This is the very core messages that Islam promotes. And I find it really, for me as a Muslim, I find it very disturbing and sad that I have to go out and explain that to people.
The council sends its condolences to the Paris victims and their families, but it says it's important Australians don't alter their way of life or panic, otherwise the terrorists win. And Mr. Sayat has hit back at a tabloid newspaper's suggestion Victorian terror suspects and associates are being door-knocked today. He says for the past few months, Islamic advisers have been working in jail with a man charged with fighting for Islamic State in Syria.
We have a program that's probably the only one in Australia which deals with that type of issue.
And they've visited the homes of four others whose charges have been dropped or who've been on the police's radar.
It's a sort of mentoring program and sort of explain the concepts that they've obviously misjudged and misinterpreted through Islam.
Councillors are working with the government and police to dampen ISIS's online infiltration.
One idea we really want to try and push forward is to have youth-led media campaigns that provide a counter-narrative to the one that ISIS is pushing out.
International experts all around the world say that it has to be a grassroots approach. What types of things are your councillors discussing with these youths?
We need to marginalise the ISIS message, push it so far to the fringes that it is irrelevant. For young people today, when they go online and they see these messages coming from ISIS, they assume that this is a mainstream message. They assume that this is what Islam is teaching. And the mainstream Muslim community has to be much more proactive and louder than ISIS.
Victoria Police's Priority Communities Division has been working with the state's Muslim groups to learn what causes youth isolation and what resilience programs might be needed. Commander Susan Clifford.
We've got what we call youth resource officers that work on the ground with high-risk young people. We have multicultural liaison officers and new and emerging community liaison officers who are able to provide us direct links with community groups.
And would you agree with the council when it says this debate needs to be taken out of the national security space and instead treated as a social problem?
Absolutely. Anything that can address the drivers of isolation for young people is really important. We know that when young people are connected to their community, when they're employed, when they have good role models and when they've got mentoring around them, that they stay connected. They feel part of the community and they feel accepted.
Does it do society a disservice using the words like François Hollande is using, war?
This is a really complicated issue. There's no one narrative that adequately expresses all the views and opinions held by leaders across the state and the nation. It's complex, it's multi-layered, and it's important that we all stand together on this issue. We understand how to support each other and how to address that which causes not just one part of the community anxiety, but the whole community.
That's Commander Susan Clifford from Victoria Police's Priority Communities Division, ending that report by Rachel Brown.